Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get real, and hello everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today, oh my goodness, is part two of three parts of this one-way ticket, this one-way highway to peace. But before I go on, I would like to welcome all my new listeners. I'm getting, oh my gosh, so many more listeners. It's so exciting to me. Reality Spirituality is growing. I was interviewed last week, and the show is just getting so popular, and I want to thank all of you for spreading the word and thank all of you for listening. Guess what? You're ready? I've got a website. Hello. You can go to rebeccanorrington.com. Check that out. And also, Reality Spirituality has a Facebook page, and we're just starting that. So this is what I would like from you. Please email me at info@rebeccanorrington.com. I am compiling an email list because I am going to be offering just good information, free information, private sessions. That's right, private sessions with yours truly. So if you want to get on the email list, please do so at info@rebeccanorrington.com. Let's get to the show. Enough commercials. For my new listeners, reality spirituality is a concept. What I say is discovering spirituality in our everyday life experiences. This show is not about making money. This show is not about what's wrong with you. This show is not about what you need to do. This show is about just being who you are, where you are, and being okay with it, and being happy about it. And when I talk about being happy, I'm not talking about a happiness that you get from, winning the lottery, or a happiness that you get from finding your soulmate. No, 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 no. Because honestly, all of those external things that happen to us do not stay. In other words, anything external always changes, always it comes and goes. There is nothing permanent about the external. Nothing. So this show, Reality Spirituality, is all about what's internal. Inside of each and every one of us, and that internalness, if you will, that spirit, that soul, that unique, that's you, never ever leaves you. And I'm going to have to admit that I've neglected my inner self for a lot of years. I've only neglected it because I didn't realize all the gifts, all the peace, all of the treasures that are inside that were just waiting for me to discover. Yes, I can write articles, write a book, get a website, and all of that stuff. But what if I wasn't able to do any of it? What if, for some reason, I had to live the rest of my life, and I know I'm exaggerating, live the rest of my life in one room? That's what I'm talking about, the ability to be content, inner peace, happiness, no matter what's happening on the outside, even if you have to live in a single room. I mean, it's a little extreme, the example, but I want you to get the point. I was interviewed this week, and it's interesting. The host asked me about what are my tips, what are my suggestions to be for, you know, people to be happy. And I've shared this before, but I want to say it again, only because it's really, really, really extremely important to be happy. And I gave the example of just pretend you're in the home, you're in your home alone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're fast asleep. And without you knowing it, someone, burglar, breaks into your home and starts picking up objects of value throughout the living room. And you know, the most valuable objects are in the bedroom. That's where we keep all our jewelry. That's where we keep our money stashed between the mattress. And this person, this robber, breaks in, and now he's entering your bedroom. And you can sense it, even though you're sleeping, you can sense something's up, and you open your eyes to see this dark outline of a stranger in your room. Now you go into panic mode, and the burglar also goes into panic mode, because now you're a witness. Now he's got to snuff you out. He's got to get rid of you. You're in your bed, and he grabs the pillow from underneath your head, and he puts the pillow over your face in attempt to smother you. So now you're fighting for your life. The pillow, and he's strong, the pillow is over your face, and you're twisting and turning, and you're clawing at his hands, but this person is stronger than you are. And now you're losing your ability to breathe. Now the pillow is getting tighter and tighter, and you're struggling to breathe. You're struggling to live. You're fighting for your life. Story's over. You're okay. That was just a hypothetical. But what I want to say about this happiness, about wanting to be happy, wanting this internal peace, you have to want internal peace just as bad as you need it to breathe in that moment, just as strong as you want it to live. That is number one, in my humble opinion. And when you want something that bad, when you feel like you can't live without being happy, you can't live without breathing, you cannot live without discovering this wealth of of I'm having a moment. When you find out you cannot live without these tools, these strategies, these ideas, without being happy, that's where we start. Now, believe me, you can attempt to be happy. You can half-ass it. You can say, well, you know, I just want to be happy sometimes, and oh, it's okay if I'm sad one day and happy the next. That's part of life. That's normal. That's human. You can do it like that also. It's okay. I mean, listen, we are as different as our fingerprints, but I'm sharing with you where I am. This wanting happiness, internal happiness, internal peace, regardless of my circumstances, regardless of the events, regardless of situations I'm in, regardless of what people say, my loved ones, coworkers, friends and family, regardless of external things, number one is happiness. Regardless of what's in my bank account, regardless of getting older, regardless of Jesus, I went for my physical a couple of weeks ago, and it was very extensive. I mean, they took out 5 vials of blood for vitamin D levels, liver, kidney, you know, they tested me, and you know, the latest thing is vitamin D, it's very important. Well, I just this morning I received results in the mail. Your vitamin D levels are too high. Okay. So regardless of anything, this piece is something that it's basically my foundation. And that's what this show, Reality Spirituality, is about. Reality Spirituality is about a show, is about discovering tools, strategies, sharing with you what I've learned to maintain and sustain happiness regardless of what happens to you. One of the biggest, oh my goodness, one of the biggest concepts that I discovered maybe a few months ago, and actually I wrote an article about it, is the universe versus man, and we talked about it a little bit in the first show, universal concepts versus man-made concepts. And it's really, really interesting, because what I've learned is that all of these man-made concepts, all of these man-made ideas, all of these man-made thoughts, in my humble opinion, and I'm going to use a strong word, never. Can I take that back? No, I won't. Never. These, that concept, man-made concepts, never, ever bring happiness. Lasting, sustaining. Oh, you can get it, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, sprinkle here, sprinkle there. But I'm talking about a permanent and unshakable foundation of contentment, happiness, peace of mind. That's what I'm talking about. Something that that not even sickness, not even death, not even anything. Being locked in one room, none of it is going to shake the foundation that I'm going to talk about. And so that foundation can only be built with universal tools, if you will, with universal building blocks, with universal concepts. And that's really important to get because, listen to this, of course, spirituality 101. You have to be grateful. You have to be grateful. When you're grateful, now listen, there's nothing great. Gratitude is a wonderful, is not only wonderful, it is like one of the highest emotions you can feel. But I was going through this feeling bad. Gee, I'm not grateful enough. I had moments of gratitude, moments, but I wanted to be grateful all the time because that's what I'm supposed to do, and that's what man, excuse me, that's what, you know, the spirituality, excuse me. You know what? We're going to take a quick break while I get some water. I'll come back with you in a few seconds. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Come back.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
How's that? Cleared throat. So where was I? Oh, the emotion of gratitude. This is what I'm saying. Man-made concepts, man puts pressure on us to do something, to be something, to achieve something, to not waste time. But guess what? The universe doesn't have any of those stipulations or rules or suggestions. The only thing that the universe requires, the only thing, is to flow, which means you just flow with whatever is going on, just like a river. You're just flowing, 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 flowing. And allow. And be okay with whatever is going on. Yeah, that's a hard one. Be okay with whatever's going on. Even if I don't like what's going on, even if I'm not expecting, even if it's not what I planned. Yes, even though. And when you wrap yourself around this concept of being okay with whatever's going on, whatever circumstance, then you get to another level. And this next level is this. You begin to know, you begin to trust, without a doubt, that all of these things that happen to you, that all of these events, that all of the circumstances, that all of the people in your life, even though the ones we don't like, even though the ones we have, even the ones that we have problems with, everything that happens to us is for our betterment, is for our growth, is for our, there's a purpose behind it. And it's all good. It's all good. So number one, first you have to really, really want. You have to really want and be committed to this happiness. Number two, you have to choose sides. You have to choose teams. Man or the universe. Now, let me tell you a story about how the universe chooses. Do you think the universe has a preference? Do you think the universe chooses chooses which person, which event? Do you think they have a preference? Let's listen. I call this short story. And you can read the story I'll give that information later. It's called The Pope and the Serial Killer. The Pope and the Serial Killer. I love titles. So both men enter a greenhouse of beautiful, beautiful garden flowers. And the scent of the flowers is all throughout. You can smell it all throughout the greenhouse. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. There's tulips, there's daisies, there's carnations, orchids, daffodils, already planted, already blooming flowers as far as the eye can see. Now, the only thing missing in this imaginary greenhouse are roses. There are no roses in this greenhouse. And both men, both men have a job to plant a single bush of roses. And there is an area way over in the corner for these two bushes of roses. The Pope is going to plant a bush. The Pope is going to plant roses. And the serial killer is going to plant roses. Same soil. Same fertilized soil. Same food. You plant the roses. Can you tell me which rose bush is going to bloom? See, the universe doesn't make a judgment as to whose roses are going to bloom. The sun shines on both sets of rose bushes. Both sets of rose bushes bloom and produce beautiful, award-winning roses. And my point is this. You and I were not born with the skill of judging. We're not born with a preference. The sun shines on the serial killers, and the sun shines on the Pope. Exaggerated, but exaggerated to make the point. Do you think that the universe cares how you look, what you look like in the mirror? You know, the universe can't even grasp how somebody looks. That's all man-made, how we look. The universe is only feeling who we are internally. They only feel our spirit. They only feel our soul. They only feel what's inside. They know what's inside. This body, this face, it's like they're blinded to it. They don't even. Hey, universe. How do I look today? What do you think? Should I wear? Do I look fat? Come on. So that's what I'm talking about when I say making a choice of aligning and choosing concepts that are universal or choosing concepts that are man-made. You think the universe cares how much money you make? Do you think the universe cares how many companies you build? Do you think the universe cares how many titles you have, how much education you have? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of that. But all of those things do not nurture, feed our internal self, our spirit, our soul. They don't feed it. They don't feed it at all. In fact, honestly, if our internalness starves, if we expect that these external things are going to be food. If food for our inside, food for our soul. Money is going to be food for our soul. Titles are going to be food for our soul. Health? No. So, an important concept is getting used to, getting familiar with which team you're on during the day. Because at the end of the day, what would you like? Would you like your soul to be fed, or do you want your man-made? I'm kind of going off only because I've got so many thoughts in my head to get out. But basically, it's this. When you align and when you hold hands throughout the day with the universe, and you take the universe through your day, every day. Come on, universe. Go. You know what I do every morning? I get up, I go outside, I open my arms, and I say, give me this day. Whatever you want to give me, thank you for this day. Just give it to me, and let's roll with it. Because honestly, the universe plans are a lot better than mine. They're richer. They're more fulfilling. They feed me inside, and when you're fed from the inside, it's very satisfying. When you're fed from the inside, it's like you don't need anything on the outside. You don't need anything on the outside. I'm not saying you don't do anything, but you don't need to do anything. That's the difference. I was talking to someone last week, and she was having a problem not being able to sit and do nothing. Not a problem. She admitted that she couldn't do it. She admitted that she could not sit down on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sit in a chair, watch TV, don't watch TV, stare at the wall, don't stare at the wall. It doesn't matter. Just do nothing. And she said, that would be too uncomfortable. Now, I have to admit, a few years ago, I couldn't do it either. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I don't like these eggs, Sam, I am. No, I couldn't do it. But with this commitment to feeding my soul, part of it, the universe sat my ass down for months on end doing absolutely nothing. Now, the reason why they sat my ass down to do nothing was because they knew it bothered me to sit down and do nothing. And that's what I want to say. That's how the universe works. Oh, let me tell you something. They know what bothers you. They know what you resist. They know what you don't like. They know what bugs you. They know what you don't want to do. And let me tell you, whatever you don't want to do, that's what they're going to throw in your face. So I, circumstances, recovering from knee surgery, can't exercise, I had to sit my rear end down and do nothing. Now, I went kicking and screaming, and let me tell you something. I felt bad about myself. How unproductive. How lazy. How you got to do something. Listen. My website, I have a website that I just put up this week, last week. In all these 50-something years, I have never had a website. Do you know how much pressure that is? Why don't you have a website? You're too lazy. You're supposed to. Everybody else does. That's your calling card. It wasn't time. It wasn't time for me to have a website until now. That's what I'm saying. Everything happens in perfect order, in perfect time. The hardest part is relaxing and trusting and knowing that. And that's why I was forced to sit in a chair and sit and do nothing. Because the universe forced me to eventually get to a point where, can't wait to get home and sit in my chair for 3 days to do nothing. They forced me to get to that mindset, not to feel bad about doing nothing. Believe me, I grew up in an environment all my life, you gotta do something. You can't sit around and do nothing. That's almost illegal. Jesus. But guess what? That's what the universe does. It just flows and just relaxes with every single day. Look at what the sun does all the time. Every day. It's just there, shining away. Doesn't do anything different. Doesn't get hotter. It gets hotter, gets colder, whatever it does. But doesn't have too much to do. Yeah, it's about relaxing. If you really want this internal peace and you really feel this urge to what, if you really want happiness, if you really want it bad, it's time to start shedding all of these man-made concepts of what I need to do. Oh, I need to be grateful. Oh, I need the universe. Oh, I need to be compassionate. Well, let me tell you something. The universe isn't compassionate. I see these mother penguins eating their second babies. They don't eat them. They leave them. They leave them to die. There's only one penguin baby. If there's more than one penguin baby born, the strongest survives. I see these daddy lions eating their cubs or eating their male cubs and all of this shit. No, there is no compassion in the universe. Compassion, listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being compassionate, but I'm saying that it's a man-made concept. Man-made. I am going to be wrapping this up. I love reality spirituality. I love sharing this time with you. And again, you will be able to contact me. Just go to RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Also, please send me your email. I'm putting an email list together at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I have been writing a lot of articles. You'll be able to find all of that on my website. And also, I'm offering private coaching sessions with you via Skype. If you're in the Southern California, personal also, but via Skype too, if you're around the globe. So just check out my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, and please send me your email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I have I contributed to a book that's coming out in a couple of months. It's about, it's called The Quality of Life. And I'm just excited about what the universe is bringing me, and I'm excited to share all of this with you. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Check out RebeccaNorrington.com and Reality Spirituality on Facebook. Until then, talk to you next Sunday. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
But I'm